two wins in 2 days for you guys as a team. You win your own tournament. Congratulations. Couldn't ask for any better weather today. It's been a while since you guys have had a home tennis meet this great.
Well, last year was the tornado tournament. We had it started beautiful, and it got pretty rotten. But, no, we had a great day today. It's we finished just before dark, so that's good. We don't have any lights, but that was really good. The kids did a great job. We really did a good job.
Do you think maybe some of that confidence of winning the Huizington tournament, especially with your Devils teams, carried over once again into today?
I had no doubt in my mind. There's no doubt whatsoever that the two big wins we had over Huizington carried us today. It really helped out. And I think that'll carry us on to the end, you know. I really do, because that's who we're probably going to play in the regional. So that's a good deal.
Yeah, and it seems like, especially your number one doubles team, they've been together for so long, 3 years I think it is, and you could just tell just watching their last match of the day, they just feel very comfortable together and they're in tune, and it's like kind of at the right time to be a well-oiled machine.
Well, they do so much together. I mean, sports, certainly. You know each other after all those years of sports. You know what the other one's going to do. Mm-hmm. There's just no doubt about that, so... Yeah, it's neat. They're hitting a spot where they're really, I feel that they are just there. They're just there right now. So it's good. It's good. It's about the right time.
It is. That kind of led me in. It seems like they're just kind of progressing at the right time here. But you switched your two doubles a little bit up there today. Had one that played singles for the first time. The Evans kid, and sounded like he did all right there this first time there.
You know, playing singles is a whole different world. Doubles and singles are just as different as they can be. He had never played singles before. Isaac hadn't. So he is trying to figure out singles. He's trying to get used to that a little bit. And he did. He did all right. And I don't know that he likes it necessarily, but he knows that that's where he's going to be for a little while. And I was pleased with it. I was pleased with him. You know, he gave it a good shot. He played well, and he learned a little about singles, too.
After these last 2 days of tennis, two tournament titles in 2 days here, you have three varsity meets left, and then it's regionals in 2 weeks. Tomorrow it's in Garden City, and then you go Thursday at Huizington, Friday at Colby, and then voila, your regular season's over for your varsity. Do you feel like you've got a certain six that are – kind of a cut above, or is there still some competition jockeying for some of those spots maybe in the number twos?
There's still a little jockeying, but it's just about over. The horse is about beat, because it's just that time of year. You can't have your team change all the time, and you know they got to get used to it, and they got to get playing together, and singles has to get used to playing singles. So it's almost to the end of that, but it's still a little open.